Yes, Hannah, thank you very much for joining me in the very last interview. Start with telling us a bit about what you think you can bring to the role and some of your sort of key policy points.
Well, I have a lot of experience with RAG. I've been James College's ENTS officer in 2013, organising events both on and off campus, improving what we currently do and also introducing new stuff. My key points are to make RAG a brand you can rely on, because sometimes recently, the last couple of years, the RAG events have been quite stale. Nothing new has come to town, and I really want to introduce new events and more frequent events to fill those quiet weekends and make people want to get involved with RAG, but on like an exciting level rather than just, oh, here's a cake sale sort of.
I mean, one of the other aims you said in your manifesto is to make RAG more visible.
Yeah.
How will you go about doing this?
Well, I'm going to make it easier for you to get involved. So have a timetable just for RAG that you can sync into your university timetable, so you'll be able to see exactly what's coming, when it's coming up. You should probably get other UCU events on there as well. I'm going to have a drop-in session, so if you want to get involved with RAG, you can easily come and speak to someone involved with RAG and then find out how you get involved, or if you've got any ideas or any particular charities you want to fundraise for, you can talk to us about it then, make it really easy and visible.
Do you see there's a need then to extend RAG beyond the sort of very well-known RAG week and RAG parade? Aside from that, there's not much sort of, it feels like there's not much going on the rest of the year, is
there? No, definitely. We should make it more visible and, yeah, a lot bigger. Like, lots of the other universities raise loads of money through different means, like jailbreaks. Like Sheffield University do Bummit, raise £88,000 just on that one event. We raise £88,000. Just for the whole year. So I think we really need to open it up a bit more, get all the societies, sports teams and colleges a lot more involved to make it bigger and to make it more visible.
Now, some of these events, though, they were like Jailbreak that we've had in the past. They were shelved because of a lack of participation and sort of a lack of subsequent interest. How are you going to make sure that this same thing doesn't happen again if you bring them back?
I think we need to make sure that what we deliver what students want. So go out there, talk to people what they want, talk to them and see what works, what they don't like about the current events, what they do like about the current events, see if we can make them even better and stronger.
Now, do you see there a need to work, as some of the other fellow, the opposition candidates for this position have said, to work with sort of some of the other societies, maybe sports societies, maybe the other liberation groups on campus?
Definitely, I think that's worth doing. Just getting more RAG out there, helping other societies and sports teams fundraise for their own charities they want to support, and for the general students who want to support their own charities that they're fundraising for themselves, helping everybody.
How do you see then, having with your experience at James College, how do you see it working on a college level and that integrating with potentially you as UCU RAG officer?
Well, UCU RAG, UCU in general, have a challenge with colleges because the links aren't very strong and it's very hard to get recognition between colleges and UCU. UCU find it very hard to communicate with colleges and colleges vice versa. So I think just pure communication, make it easier, give colleges a lot of support rather than just a RAG on the limb of another event. Just make sure that RAG is prominent in each college.
Can I ask, why do you think that sort of lack of communication has been there in the past?
Maybe there's not the support there, or like not open office hours, so it's hard for people to communicate, emails not getting read, or just general communication that people aren't looking trying hard enough, I think. And I think we need to make that work, really.
Moving on then, what changes can you make so that RAG really enhances a student CV?
Well, I think we could work with the uni and the UCU, particularly with the uni York Award, to try and get recognition for volunteering and for RAG. So, like, I've done X amount of volunteering, I've raised X amount for RAG, and just make it clear that you get an award, maybe a UCU award or a uni award, so that when you go to an interview, you've got it on your CV and it's clear that you've done something outside of your degree.
On the other hand, though, do you think students only join RAG to enhance their CVs? Is that a danger?
No, I don't think so. RAG's a great opportunity to have a great lot of fun, meet loads of people, and I think it's not just about enhancing your CV, it's about getting involved, learning a lot out of it, and making friends.
Okay, now, again, another sort of policy point that's come up in some of your competitors is working within the community, the RAG community, and working with charities. Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, I helped organise the National RAG Conference, and I met a lot of charities and worked with them and found out lots of fundraising ideas from them. So I really want to work with them and find out how we can get involved and how we can develop our roots.
Do you have any of those ideas you'd like to share?
Maybe open RAG up to the community, so have on-campus events like Woodstock, but a bit more family-friendly events that we can get money raised on campus, but not from the student people population, but from the community.
Okay, Hannah, finally, to end the interview, what do you think is your sort of most unique policy and why people should vote for you?
To create a brand that you can rely on, because RAG hasn't got a very good brand at the minute. We need to just get RAG out there and get it buzzing again and get people wanting to join in.
Hannah, thank you very much for the very last interview of Candidate Interview Night.
Great, thank you.
Your union.
Your questions.
Your Candidate Interview Night.